I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The 5 Daily Trivia Questions.
Oh, my God.
Hubris is getting...
Burn!
Man, I was trying so hard.
It sounded more like you were from another country trying to speak English than it was spooky. And I just thought, you know what? I'll be your friend that speaks that language.
You know what that moment was? Is like when you see the off-ramp on the freeway and you're like, I gotta take that. And then you realize it's too late and you try and swerve back. That's exactly what happened. I'm so sorry. It's going to be a fantastic start today.
Oh, no, I'm 2 lanes over.
Does, would it help you to
We forgot you were here.
Would it help you to maybe have a plan in advance?
Oh. I had a plan. I had to take the exit. I was 3 lanes over and I couldn't cross
okay.
it.
Oh, okay.
What he's
okay.
saying is he printed the MapQuest directions off. That's what he's saying. But then he got distracted by a song on the radio.
Right. I was too busy trying to find a CD in my CD case with my MapQuest directions. Oh, listen, Jeff.
How many people don't understand these references?
Nobody knows anything. No one listens to this terrible show.
Oh, man.
All right, Jessica. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Jessica from Lodi, dispatcher for the bus station. Oh, so you're the one that keeps all the buses on time, make sure everyone's safe?
I try to, at least.
Well, great.
We
appreciate that.
Are all the buses running fine today?
Let's not talk about that.
Oh boy.
We're doing okay. That
all right.
Incident.
Jessica, kick Katie out of the studio for us, please.
Go out, Katie.
Okay.
I love you, Katie.
Jessica, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. $140
oh
is
my
the
God.
Jackpot.
Awesome.
But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready as I'm ever going to be.
So. Count Gavin, are you ready?
I am.
Oh, that wasn't a very count.
Duh!
Okay, good. Thank you. Question one. Disney has a new adaptation of A Christmas Carol in the works. This time, it's a musical told from the point of view of Scrooge's business partner, Jacob Marley. What was the name of the abused, underpaid clerk that worked for Ebenezer Scrooge?
Timmy?
3 seconds.
That's my final answer. I have no idea.
Timmy. Okay.
Question two, on this day in 1974, boxing legend Muhammad Ali became the heavyweight champion of the world for the second time when he knocks out champ George Foreman in the match called the Rumble in the Jungle. Which country did the match occur in? Was it Morocco, Zaire, or Ghana?
Morocco.
Question three, happy birthday to actor Matthew Morrison. He is 41 today. He played the teacher Will Schuster on the TV show Glee. In 2013, Glee actor Corey Monteith died of a drug overdose in a Vancouver hotel room. What was the name of the character he played on Glee?
Oh, my God. Mike.
3 seconds.
Idea. Mike.
Mike.
Question four. UFC fighter Conor McGregor wants to fight rapper 50 Cent because the rapper keeps making memes about him, and Conor has had enough.
Classic.
50 even went as far as posting a meme of Conor tapping out in his UFC fight last year. 50 Cent has famously rapped about getting shot in front of his house and surviving back in 2000. How many times was 50 Cent shot? Was it 9 times, 12 times, or 15 times?
9 times.
And question 5. Yesterday was National Cat Day. Congratulations, Gavin. A survey found that Americans average about 20 hours a week on their cats, including feeding, petting, cuddling, and cleaning up after them.
Or sometimes injecting them with their insulin.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. If we spend 20 hours a week on cats, how many hours is that in 24 weeks?
3 seconds. Okay, so I'm going to go with 280.
Katie!
Was that planned?
It's for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I can't wait for tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
I feel like I definitely can't.
Katie, you're going for your 215th win today.
Okay.
And if you want a spooktacular behind the scenes right now, we're doing it on our Instagram Live. If you give us a follow at End1065. Question one. Disney has a new adaptation of A Christmas Carol in the works. This time, it's a musical told from the point of view of Scrooge's business partner, Jacob Marley. What was the name of the abused, underpaid clerk that worked for Ebenezer Scrooge?
Oh.
3 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Three. Two.
Tiny Tim's dad.
I mean, that's closer than she got when she just said Timmy.
Oh.
Bob Cratchit.
Bob Cratchit!
Mm-hmm. One of the greatest stories of all time.
Still
yeah, I know that.
Here we go. Question two. On this day in 1974, boxing legend Muhammad Ali became the heavyweight champion of the world for the second time when he knocks out champ George Foreman in the match that was called the Rumble in the Jungle. Which country did the match occur in? Was it Morocco, Zaire, or Ghana?
Zaire?
Correct.
Oh, oh my God.
So sportsy today.
Morocco's a desert, huh?
It is.
Oh, God.
Desert?
She said Morocco is a desert, and yes, it is.
Oh.
I learned that.
Oh, there were any? I thought you were going to like give her more props about knowing a very cool boxing match like that.
Which one? Katie?
Yeah.
I'm more impressed that she knows African countries.
That too.
God, I know so many of them.
Question three. Happy birthday to actor Matthew Morrison. He's 41 today. He played teacher Will Schuster on the Fox TV show Glee. In 2013, Glee actor Corey Monteith died of a drug overdose in a Vancouver hotel room. What was the name of the character he played on Glee?
Finn.
Correct.
I had no idea. I'm not going to lie. I don't watch that show.
I never did either.
Is it still on?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's been on for a while.
When it was.
Question four. UFC fighter Conor McGregor wants to fight rapper 50 Cent. The rapper keeps making memes about him, and Conor has had enough.
Very funny.
It's funny.
50 Cent has famously rapped about getting shot in front of his house and surviving back in 2000. How many times was 50 Cent shot?
9 times.
Whoa.
Wow.
Didn't even need it.
Oh, were you going to give me multiple choice?
Has that ever been confirmed? Like, do we know if that's a true story?
Oprah did a story on it, so that must be factual.
So then I say yes.
And question five. Yesterday was National Cat Day.
Meow.
A survey found that Americans average about 20 hours a week on their cats, including feeding, petting, cuddling, and cleaning up after them. Or as Gavin also does, gives them insulin shots.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes clears out their ear yeast.
Okay, stop.
If we spend 20 hours a week on cats, how many hours is that in 24 weeks?
Okay, if we spend 20 hours a week on cats, how many... Oh, my God.
She hasn't written anything down yet.
Okay.
But here it comes.
Okay.
She's writing. This marker she's using is actually running out of ink.
Oh.
And I got to tell you.
Now
she's starting to play at a handicap because of that.
Okay, 480 hours.
Correct!
You talked from the second he stopped talking.
Well, did you hear what we were talking about?
How could I not?
Tomorrow, for tomorrow's math question on your whiteboard, you're going to have to use blood.
Because it's Halloween.
Whose blood?
Great question.
Gavin's.
Whose blood would you like him to use?
Her own?
Excuse me. I'm sorry. It's nothing personal.
Wow. I mean, I guess we are competing against each other, so we have to be vicious.
When you were out of the studio, we had to shut her up from talking smack about you.
Is that true?
Oh, boy.
No, they're lying.
You know what? The bus is not going to run on time today.
Oh,
she
said
she wants to make a bus run over you.
Oh, okay.
She
all right,
wouldn't
all right.
Say that.
Let me get to the final score. Today's final score, Jessica 1, Katie 4.
Ooh.
Katie with the win.
That was a slaughter.
I think I only got 3.
No, you got 4.
You got 4.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did we run out of time on that last one, too, I wonder?
Listen, you lost no matter what, okay?
$20. We'll add it to the jackpot for tomorrow. $160. Her record, 315 wins and 57 losses. Jessica, I am sorry. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I am not smarter than Katie.
That's okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.